producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a beautiful day in Kennebunk, Maine. Blue sky, but it's cooled. We were very, very lucky because October was absolutely gorgeous, about 10 degrees above normal. The first week in November is going to break records because we had 60s and 70 degree days in November, and we absolutely love it. And today's going to be a cold day in the 40s, but it's going to warm up for the rest of the week. So get outside, finish putting your plants to bed for the winter, cut back all of your perennials that need to be cut back, and any of your plants that have a tendency to split apart with heavy snow, such as arborvitae. They're a multi-stem plant. And what I want you to do is I want you to take a piece of string, tie the bottom of the plant, and wrap around it like a corkscrew. And that way, if we do get a heavy, wet snow, it will hold together and your arborvitaes won't break. Tie your hydrangeas together and anything that tends to break, big hollies, and that will save yourself a lot of grief later on during the year. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from Maine. She's got a question about prepping her lawn for the spring. You still there, Paul?
Hello?
Paul, are you still there?
We've had gremlins in the phone lines all morning today. We apologize for that. And we'll contact the phone company and find out what is going on. But again, we apologize. It's not your local radio station. It's something that's happening with the phone lines here. Daniel, who's up next?
All right. Next up, we've got Mary from Maine. She's got a question about prepping her lawn for the spring.
Hi, Mary. How can we help you with prepping the lawn for the spring? What kind of shape is it in?
Hi, Paul. well, I just wanted to say I listen to you every Sunday for years, and it's just a great part of my day. So thanks for that. But,
thank you.
My lawn, you're welcome. My lawn is on a main drag, and I've decided to shift to plantings instead of having grass. And I'm just wondering what I have time to do this fall before the spring to get ready, because I'd like to, I don't know if I can use, I think I've heard you use a product called Kilvol or something like that that can get rid of the grass. Can I do that now? And I also have some woody plants or bushes like on either side of my steps to my front door, and I'm wondering what I can do. Is there a product like Kilvol that will also get rid of that for me? I just want to prep this lawn for some flowers and vegetable plantings in the spring and summer.
Okay. If we can stay with temperatures
right
in the mid-50s, then you could use Kilzol, and Kilzol will kill everything. Kilzol is 41% active ingredients. Roundup is 18, so it's 2.5 times stronger than Roundup. Better for the environment, and it will do a good job, but you've got to have 50 plus degrees, and they are talking for that to happen. It's too bad that we hadn't talked about this a week ago when we had 60s and 70s. But I think, watch the weather, and if the weatherman is saying it's going to be in the mid-50s or higher, then put it on and walk backwards. Spray it and keep walking back. You don't want to spray and walk into it.
Right.
That way you'll get it on your feet, and you may step on areas that you don't want to kill everything.
Well, that's great. I'm hopeful that will work. And if I can ask another little piece that's a part of that, I had a friend give me a lot of plants. She's redoing her beds, and I've got some daisies, and I have some gay feathers and lots of tall phlox. And I've sort of bedded them in my vegetable garden right now, and I've got them down in there, and they look pretty good. And I'm just wondering, should I mulch them, and how deep should that mulch be? Because later I'm going to pull them out and put them in that front yard that I'm trying to prep right now.
Okay. What I would do with all of your perennials, when they've turned brown, then you cut them down to within like 2 or 3 inches from the ground. And then if you want to put a couple of inches of pine needles or shredded leaves or some straw, but not hay, that will insulate them, prevent them from healing and lifting out of the ground. And then in the spring, you just pull back your mulching material, dig them up, and replant them in the new garden. But for now, don't try and move them, but, when they turn yellow and brown, cut them back and protect them for the winter.
Okay. That's terrific. Thank you so much.
Oh, I thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Enjoy your day.
Daniel. Bye-bye. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Shirley from New Hampshire. She just wants to thank you for some of the advice that you've given over the years.
Okay, thank you. Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
You remember you were in Keene at Agway?
Yes.
And I came in with some pears that wouldn't ripen.
Right.
Well, you told me to put them on the windowsill in the sun and, let them be where there's air. And I did that, and I've got 5 windowsills that are covered. I've put them all in the sun here, and they're ripening. And right now, I've got 5.5 pints all canned.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and oh, are they nice. So they look so nice in the jars, and they taste so good. So I'm patient, and I'll do 3-4, you know, at a time, or, you know, as many as I can. But I'm glad that they're not all ripening, though, at the same time, because it takes so long to, you know, to peel them and get them ready. But they are. They're really nice, and I want to thank you for your advice.
Well, that's, you know, when you were showing me the pears, the first thing that came to my mind, it was probably a variety that would do better if you were further to the south, if you had been in Massachusetts towards Cape Cod into Connecticut, then they would have ripened a lot better. But being that you're in the Keene, New Hampshire area, it's mountainous, it's a little bit cooler, and it takes longer for things to ripen. So that's why I said, put them on a windowsill. My dad used to do that in the fall.
Yeah.
We'd have all these green tomatoes. He'd put them on the windowsill, and, man, we had the best tomatoes.
That's what I do with my tomatoes, you know, to ripe, to hurry them up, you know, if I want to eat them right off. But another thing, I bought two rhubarb plants this year, and should I put any kind of a mulch or hay or anything like that on top now?
No. The only thing that you want to do with the rhubarb is put some manure and wait until the spring for a great crop. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizer in Gloucester, Mass. Are you ready to get out and do some gardening? Do you plant vegetables, herbs, or flowers? Do you want to have green, healthy, weed, and grub-free lawns all organically? Then Neptune's Harvest Fertilizers are for you. Neptune's Harvest is family-owned, local, and sustainable. You can really feel good about using our products, and the results are truly amazing. Our organic fertilizers can be used on everything you grow. Benefits include increased yield and quality, better tasting and more nutritious produce, less insect and disease damage, no deer problems, and bright, vivid flowers. We even have a turf formula designed for lawns. To see testimonials and photos of the unbelievable results achieved, please visit neptunesharvest.com. Neptune's Harvest comes in retail and bulk sizes that can be found at your local garden store. Give Neptune's Harvest a try this year. You'll be glad you did. Neptune's Harvest, products from the ocean to set your plants in motion.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Blaze from New Hampshire. He's got a question about his dwarf lemon tree and keeping it over the winter.
Okay. Blaze, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me about your citrus.
Hi. Thank you very much. We have a dwarf Meyer lemon, and this will be the third winter that we've had it. It's in a large pot, and we put it out on the deck from spring to early fall. And it seems to do quite well out there. This year, I mean, it really filled out. And in late summer, it flowered and budded and was doing very good. We brought it in when the weather started getting cold, like we always do. And we noticed that it had some aphids on it. So we used some insecticidal soap. And we also used a wet cloth. And manually removed what we could.
Okay.
The leaves are turning brown and they're falling off.
Okay. Is it right in front of a sunny window?
Yes, it is. It gets the sun, the morning sun to probably early afternoon.
Okay. What type of heat do you have in your home?
We have forced hot water.
Forced water. Okay, so that means that, so that means that the air isn't drying out like forced hot air would do.
No.
And take the humidity out of the air around the plant. How often are you watering it?
I'm not sure. She's not. We had received some advice last year from a place that sells these things. They indicated that we shouldn't water too much in the winter, which has kind of been a bone of contention, but right now it's dry.
Okay. I think you should keep it moist on a regular basis because the citrus crop in Florida is coming now.
Okay.
The oranges mature during October.
and they start picking October until April. And I think if you're keeping your soil on the dry side, when the plant needs more moisture to ripen the fruit that's on it, it could be the problem. And you don't need to buy meters and things like that. Take your index finger, poke it into the ground as far as you can, and if the soil feels moist, leave it alone. If it's dry, then give it a good drink until it comes out of the bottom. Because sometimes what they do, they're using an artificial soil. And some of these artificial soils, like the Miracle-Gro soils, they put a lot of bark mulch in it. And it dries out quickly, and when you water it, it doesn't absorb as easily as it should, and sometimes the water just goes right through it.
Okay.
So if it's in a saucer, give it a drink, let the excess collect in your saucer, let it sit in the saucer for about 10 to 15 minutes, and the water will wick back up into the plant. And then you can drain off the excess. But I would rather that you kept it moist, not wet, but moist on a regular basis. I'd also like to see you feed it with an acid fertilizer. Now, Fertiloam makes a plant food for acid plants, and you can find it at your local nursery or garden center. And I would do that on a monthly basis during the winter. And I think a combination of feeding it regularly and making sure that it doesn't dry out, you're going to have much, much better results.
Great.
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
The other thing on your aphids, buy all season oil. You can buy that at any garden center, feed and grain store. You mix it in a mister and you spray it directly on the aphids, and it will suffocate them. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. DisappearingDollar.com. Again, that's DisappearingDollar.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
From Rhode Island.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. A phone number 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Peter from New Hampshire. He's got a question about overwintering his geraniums.
Okay. Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me about your geraniums. Are they potted or are they still in the ground?
Actually, they're potted now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Yeah, and I heard you mention a couple of things earlier about the geraniums, and I caught a tidbit of it, I wanted to get back to you on it. Yeah, what happened was, most of these were in the ground. Some of them were in, like, urns and jardinieres and all that stuff. And, a couple of weeks ago, I took most of them out, and I stuck them in pots. It's kind of like you said earlier, kind of pots by the shed. You know, I had some extra pots, and I stuck them in there. And, I got some water in them, and they're just kind of sitting, in front of the garage. They were covered under a tarp so they wouldn't get a frost. But now we're going to be taking them. There's a piece of property we have, and there's an old cellar, and it's of like, I don't know, 50, 60 degrees in the cellar throughout the winter. And what I wanted to ask is, I thought I heard you say to the this lady before that you were going to be fertilizing them, but I thought we didn't do that. I thought we just stick them in the pots, maybe give them a drink of water, put them in the cellar, and just let them sit until March.
Right. What I had told her is if she was digging them out and she didn't get a big enough root system, once she potted them, use a liquid food like the Neptune's Harvest Fish and Sea Fertilizer, and that would give her a two-week feeding so that the plant can recoup from the transplanting shock. And after 2 to 3 weeks, the Neptune's Harvest Fertilizer would be all used up. And then she would transfer them to her unheated basement. My Aunt Ruth had a three-car garage underneath her house. And so it was cool because the doors kept opening and closing. And she would put her geraniums in pots in this garage for the winter in Maine, and the basement stayed about 50 degrees. And once she put them in the garage, she put them on the floor and did not prune them and did not water them. And in early March, she brought them upstairs and she pruned back anything that had dried out, cut the rest of the plant back to about 6 inches, fed it, watered, and put them in a bright room, not necessarily right in the window, but in a bright room, and slowly the plants came back to life. They grew real well. She pinched them every now and then, and she had some plants that were 12 years old.
Wow. And what we did, like the advice you gave me last year, it worked. Like I didn't fertilize, but I put them in the pots and got them down to that cellar. And I just couldn't believe it. This year, I mean, the snow stuck around for a while, but in April, we got them, brought them back, and I made this little makeshift greenhouse and stuck them on the patio on the south side of the house. And geez, I couldn't believe it. I mean, they actually came back, and they were, I think the return rate was probably, I don't know, I'm thinking maybe like 70%, something like that. And they were, I mean, we fertilized them, and they were big and bushy, and it just turned out great. And I mean, it was great advice. So in my situation where we've already kind of repotted them, and it did take quite a bit of soil, do you think maybe like just a drink of water and then get them to the cellar without fertilizing them, or do you really think?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, if you've got a good root ball, then and you put them in a good sized pot, give them a good drink to infirm that soil so you get any air out of it.
Right.
And then put them in a cool basement, like 50 degrees, and they'll go dormant. And then if we can have an early spring this year, you could take them out in mid-March, cut them back, put them in a sunny window where it's going to be a little bit warmer, feed them, and they'll come right back for you just like they did last year.
Last year, yeah. I mean, it was just fantastic. The whole process was a little late. They were kind of like ready to go closer to July instead of, or closer to the 4th of July instead of closer to Memorial Day, but maybe this year we can get started on it a little earlier, you know, depending on how the winter works. But,
exactly.
That's great advice. I got one more quick question for you. It's, the Weed Beater Ultra, you can use it when the temperature is 50 degrees. I remember I heard you say that, but what if there was a frost previously, like, you know, seacoast in New Hampshire, and we've had a frost, certainly. What if there was a frost previously that may have killed the weeds? Is the Weed Beater Ultra still going to work in a situation like that?
Well, I'll tell you. The weeds that are in your lawn right now, dandelions, chickweed, clover, violets, creeping Charlie, they are still green at this point. And this Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide is a product that I can promote in March. And people have used it in March and early April, and they've had a very good control of broadleaf weeds, while a product like Weed Be Gone, which is one of the original products, but the active ingredients don't kick in till you get 60s on a regular basis. And in some cases, that could be 2, 3, 4 weeks later on during the road.
Right.
So the woman who called today, if we're going to have 50s for another week and you apply it, it's going to kill those, or it's going to weaken them so much that when spring arrives, they'll be half the size. You hit them again in the spring, and problem is solved.
And you're all set. Yeah, great. That's great information. All right, thanks a lot, Paul. So it's good. I can still use it then. That's great. I didn't know if, like, the frost was killing off the weeds and, you know, and then we couldn't use it. But thanks a lot for your help. I appreciate it.
Okay. I thank you, and you have a great weekend. Bye-bye now. We wanted to tell you, give you more information about a trip that we're planning to go to Cuba in April. And I know a lot of you do a lot of traveling, and you've probably never been there. And before all the changes occur and Cuba becomes a major resort, which it will be, come before the changes occur and see the old Cuba. Beautiful buildings, the old cars, the people, from everybody that I have talked to that's been there, they said the people are just wonderful to deal with. The food in the restaurants, and we have put together a trip that is so very, very unique. You're going to learn how to grow tobacco and how they make cigars. You're going to learn how they grow coffee, roast it, and ship it. You're going to learn how to grow your garden organically, because we're going to be visiting the largest organic farm in the country of Cuba. We're going to their National Botanical Gardens. We're also going to the largest orchid grower in Cuba, and a lot more. And it's a people-to-people tour. It's not a regular get on the bus, go see it, and jump off. You sit there after the tour and during the tour, and you ask all the questions that you want, and they will answer you truthfully. So it's going to be a very unusual and a wonderful vacation. And if you'd like to get some information, call this number Monday morning, 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. I'm excited. I can't wait to go. And I know that this is going to be a country like I have never, ever seen before. And you will be in for a surprise. So join us. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bill from Massachusetts. He's got a question about fall fertilizer.
Bill, welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club.
Good morning.
You're going to fertilize your lawn in the fall, right?
Yes, I do. I did my lawn. Can you hear me, Paul?
I can hear you nice and clear.
I seeded my lawn in the fall, around the end of September. I'm wondering if I can use my fall weed and feed fertilizer.
I'll tell you, most of the weeds that have come up since September are annual. And a lot of those will be killed with the cold weather. So what I would use is a straight fall fertilizer on it now to get the plant ready for the cold weather, for the winter months, and save that fertilizer. And in the spring, even though it says fall fertilizer, but if it's a fall fertilizer with a weed killer, use that in May. But for now, a straight food.
Okay. Before I seeded, I did put a starter fertilizer down on the whole.
Okay.
Plant.
Okay. So your seed starter fertilizer will last in the lawn for about 8 weeks. So if you did it during October, it's probably time for you to give it another shot, and it will just continue to work until the ground freezes and we start to get snow cover. So I would definitely give it another shot now, and that will help to make that young grass that much stronger before the cold winter days arrive.
Very good. One more question. I have some burning bushes. I would like to... They're not getting enough sun to turn them red early in the fall.
Yeah.
Right? I would like to pull them up.
What you want to do is to wait until spring. If you try and move them now and the weather gets real cold, they won't have time to get established. So wait until March, cut them back by a third, and transplant them at that time.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prints.
When I read Green Prints, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prints.
What is Green Prints? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prints, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prints is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prints shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prints is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust.
attracts mites and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6 Stage Air Purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Peg from Cape Cod. She's got a question about her hydrangeas.
Okay, Peg from beautiful Cape Cod. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
I had a question about some hydrangeas I put in late in the summer. They're a smaller variety. They're meant to stay smaller. And the blooms can be anywhere from purple to pink. And
okay.
I was hoping for the pink end of the spectrum, but when I put them in, they bloomed very nicely, and they were all the way to the purple end of the spectrum. So I think what I need to do is add lime, but I wanted you to let me know, and if so, how much and when.
Okay. What I want you to do, don't add lime, because lime takes 6 to 9 months to work. Go to your local garden center, and you want either Turf Turbo, it's made by Bonide, or you want Magic Lime that's made by Espoma. And that company is the people that make Holly Tone and Plant Tone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And these two products will change the acidity of your soil to make it sweeter in a 2-week period.
Okay. So now that we're pretty much going away for the winter, would I do this though now, or would I do it in the spring?
I would do it now, and I would put a couple good handfuls around each plant, kind of work it into the soil, and then in April, as soon as the snow is gone, I would do it again. And then if you want to do it again in July, you could do it a third time. The sweeter your soil, the better chances and the deeper pink your hydrangea will be. If your soil is acidic, it's going to be blue to purple. So the more acidic, the more on the purple. So you've got an acid soil if you do it now, again in the spring, and then again in July as the plant buds up and gets ready to flower, you're going to see a great big change in the color of the bloom.
Awesome. Can I ask you one other quick one? I also put in some new hydrangeas, rhododendrons. And mm-hmm. is it worth doing something like a wilt-proof for them?
For the first year, it definitely is, especially if you're on the Cape. You've mm-hmm. got oceans on both sides of you. And you tend to get more wind on the Cape than you would in the middle of Boston, we'll say. So as soon as the leaves get hit by the frost, they turn brown, you can pull them off at that point or wait. I would definitely, I was thinking of the hydrangea. On the rhododendron, you need to apply it when the temperature is 50 or above. And today's going to be a little bit cool. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is going to warm up again. And I would definitely do it. It's the first year. The roots are not totally established. So is it worth spending a dollar to save a $25 plant? Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay. And is Wilt Proof the brand?
Yeah, Wilt Proof is very good. It comes in a ready-to-use sprayer, or if you've got several plants, you can buy the concentrate, and it's going to be more cost-effective that way.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you. Bye-bye. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The seasons are changing, and they're changing pretty quick right now. We're losing a little bit of the heat, but we've been lucky. We've had some nice warm weather. So while you can, get outside, get your gardens clean, check your lawn for soft spots. If you're seeing a lot of birds in your lawn, if you're getting raccoons and skunks digging holes in your lawn, treat it. Get something called Mole Go. It comes as a powder or a liquid. The powder goes down with the spreader. The liquid has a built-in sprayer. And treat your lawn, because if you don't, those moles will destroy your lawn over the winter. Have a great week, everybody, and thank you, Daniel.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.